Chapter 2. An Important Encounter. When Catherine finally realized that she was becoming a young lady, she tried to compensate for her lack of eloquence and attractiveness by wearing elaborate clothes. These clothes were expensive and brightly colored, but totally lacked class and elegance. Dr. Sloper hated vulgarity and liked simple, elegant things. The thought that his daughter was both ugly and overdressed irritated him immensely. When Catherine was 20 years old, she bought herself a red and gold evening dress, which she had secretly desired for many years. This evening dress made her look like a woman of 30. It must be added that one day Catherine would become a very rich woman. For a long time, Dr. Sloper had been making $20,000 a year and saving half of it. Catherine would one day inherit this fortune. Some 3 or 4 years before this, in 1835, Dr. Sloper had decided to move his family to a quieter and more fashionable address. So he built a handsome, modern house with a big balcony in Washington Square, next to Fifth Avenue. In front of the house was the square with a garden. Mrs. Almond lived out of the city near the country, where life still had a rural flavor. She had 9 children, 7 boys and 2 girls. Catherine visited her cousins every week. Now the young Almonds were growing up, and the boys were either working or studying at college, while the girls were looking for appropriate husbands. When Marion Almond, a pretty girl of 17, became engaged to a promising boy of 20, Mrs. Almond gave a party to celebrate the event. Catherine, who was now 21, was obviously invited. She was unaware that this was the beginning of something important in her life. Catherine arrived at the party with her aunt, Mrs. Penniman. Shortly after the dancing had started, Marion Almond came up to Catherine and introduced her to a tall young man. She told Catherine that the young man had a great desire to meet her. He was a cousin of Arthur Townsend, her fiancé. Catherine was very ill at ease when meeting a new person. She did not know what to say or do. Morris Townsend, the young man, immediately smiled and started talking to her.
What a delightful party! What a charming house! What an interesting family! What a pretty girl your cousin is!
As Morris Townsend talked, he looked straight into Catherine's eyes. She answered nothing. She only listened and looked at him. He continued to say many other things in a very easy, comfortable manner. It seemed natural that such a handsome young man should talk while she looked at him and listened silently. He smiled and asked her to dance when the music began to play again. She gave no answer, but let him put his arm around her, and he guided her around the room to the music of a polka. When they paused, Catherine's face was red.
"Does dancing make you dizzy?"
"Yes,"
she said, although she did not know why, since dancing had never made her dizzy.
"In that case, we will sit and talk. I will find a good place to sit,"
said Mr. Townsend. He found a good place, a charming place, a little sofa for 2 people.
"We will talk,"
the young man had said, but he still did all the talking. Catherine sat in her place with her eyes fixed upon him, smiling, thinking he was very clever and admiring his delicate features. He was tall and slim, but he looked very strong. She had never seen such a handsome young man, and thought he looked like a statue. Morris Townsend told her that he was Arthur Townsend's distant cousin. Although he was a native of New York, he was a stranger there since he had been away for many years. He had traveled around the world, living in strange places, and now he felt lonely.
"You see, people forget you,"
he said, smiling at Catherine with his delightful gaze. It seemed to Catherine that no one who had seen him would ever forget him. but she kept this reflection to herself. Catherine was completely absorbed by Morris Townsend. He was very amusing, and she had never heard anyone speak as well as he did. It was the way a young man might talk in a novel or in a play at the theater. And yet, Mr. Townsend was not like an actor. He seemed so sincere, so natural. All of a sudden, Marion Almond came pushing through the crowd and gave a little cry when she found the young people still together, which made Catherine blush. Marion told Mr. Townsend that her mother wanted to introduce him to Mr. Almond.
"We shall meet again,"
he said to Catherine as he left her, and she thought it was a very original speech.